If I had to name one thing an educator could do that would have the most impact, it would be giving students more choices. Offering choices can reduce interfering behavior by allowing students to do things in the way that they most prefer at that given moment, or at least do things in a way that is relatively preferred to whatever you would have assigned as the teacher if you didn't give a choice. And in doing that, doing the thing that's relatively preferred, students escape something that bothers them about the activity. No challenging behavior needed to escape that thing. Some examples are offering choices about the modality of the assignment. Maybe you allow a student to choose whether they handwrite the journal response or type it. You can offer choices about the independence of the activity. Do you want to work by yourself, with a partner or group? Let the student have a role in deciding how that works. Sequence can also be an opportunity for choices. In what order do you want to tackle these different practice activities we have planned for this particular learning objective? You can also provide choices about the activity itself, provided the choices are all aligned with the skill that needs to be practiced. For example, maybe a student could choose whether they use the computerized fluency practice program versus doing hard copy fluency timings, or complete a written quiz versus participate in a Jeopardy game where you can still evaluate their mastery of that skill. And this relates closely to the next one, which is a choice in the product. How does the student want to demonstrate their mastery of the content? If it's all the same to you as the teacher, why not let the student choose whether they want to present live or record their presentation and then show it in class? Or maybe instead of presenting, make a written report or develop a website to demonstrate their knowledge. One last opportunity for choice, although there are more, is choice among the subject of a given activity. So if a student's writing a biography project about the American Revolution, maybe they choose the historical figure that they write about. You can even give a choice about whether there is a choice. Some students would rather be told the sequence or the subject of an activity, or rather be told what product to submit. So you can say, do you want me to assign you something, or do you want to make a choice about it? In those ways, doing stuff like that can allow students to escape something that's really hard about an activity that they otherwise would have resorted to challenging behavior to escape. But another upside of offering choices is that it helps students to develop some important life skills, like identifying their preferences and communicating them. Those skills contribute to development of self-determination and are core skills for self-advocacy. Also, offering choices is a way to share governance with your students, and that strengthens the relationship between teacher and student. And strong relationships or strengthening of those relationships can have cascading positive effects on behavior down the road. So you're working toward the long term. Ultimately, embedding choices in instruction is a pretty low effort way to work toward several goals at once: reducing escape-maintained behavior, supporting self-determination, and establishing a collaborative relationship with students.